Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast. Dew had a dream about Matt last night, and we're about to sit here and listen to it.
We love when men dream about other men.
I'm dreaming about the boys.
We stand men that dream about men.
Yeah,
let's go.
Gay dreams. Gay wet dreams.
It was almost gay, but Blarg didn't show up, so, you know.
What do you mean?
All right, let me explain. Do you know who... This is going to sound really gay. Do you know who Addison Rae is?
Yes. Oh, man.
The TikTok girl?
Did we, like, London Bridge her ass or what?
No.
Chili out of her toes?
Wait, how'd you know about my dream? What the hell?
Chili out of her toes. Bro, what?
No, so I have weird dreams about my friends all the time, and for some reason this one was about Blarg, kind of. We were at like an LA party, supposedly at Addison Rae's mansion, and for some reason I was smuggled in like the back of a truck, like I was a Mexican coming over the border to get to this party.
You know,
immediately.
Not only Mexicans get smuggled in trucks, bro. Come on.
Sometimes it's vans. Sometimes it's other things.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Let me be more understanding of their modes of transportation across our border.
It's just fun.
Well, I'm just. Well, that's what I thought in the dream. I'm sorry. Dream me is racist. That's what I thought in the dream.
I'm only racist when I sleep.
But
not mass is a slur on it.
Me and a bunch of dudes were like illegally shipped into this party, and to get in, some gay dude handed me a mesh see-through tube top that I had to wear at this party.
Oh my god.
I don't understand it.
And you put it on, didn't you? You put it on in the dream, didn't you?
No. You'll be happy to know I did not wear it because I thought it was dumb. It's not
dumb
the word I was going to use.
Dumb?
But yeah, so I get shipped into this party and I'm trying to find Blarg for the longest time. Because apparently we were supposed to link up at Addison Rae's, like, illegal party that we weren't supposed to be at. And Blarg never showed
Mexicans
up.
How many Mexicans does she have?
A lot, I guess.
She's a party just for illegal immigrants?
I guess.
Her lawn is unmowed. She needs
and why were you invited to the illegal immigrants?
Yeah, like, I would assume you're in the regular party. Like, you're a pretty well-known content creator.
I guess not. Well, she's probably got, like 10 times my following on TikTok, which I don't think is saying very much. I don't know.
TikTok does not count.
Yeah.
I've seen people who have like 4 million followers on TikTok and they'll have like 20,000 Instagram followers. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like nothing crosses over from TikTok.
Guys, don't discredit TikTok content creators, okay?
This is the one person here that doesn't use TikTok and hates it.
Just like everybody else, okay?
No, they're not. They're fucking useless.
But yeah, basically the next like 10 minutes of the dream was me on the phone with you trying to find you at this party, and apparently you weren't even there, you were just pranking me.
I was at the real party and just pretending I didn't know who Dew was.
So how was it gay with Blarg then? Where's the gay sex connection?
Were we supposed to have gay sloppy sex on her bed or something?
We were supposed to link up and make
out. What do you mean by link?
Sausage link up, baby. No. Why wasn't
that's when you put your dick in a guy's ass and he puts his dick in a guy's ass and you guys just do that for like 30 people.
Where were me and McNasty in all this?
I don't know.
Gay,
do you want me to
sex?
Do you want me to dream gay things about you? Because I can work on that.
Well, you didn't dream anything gay about... It was gay about you. Blarg was doing nothing gay. You were the one putting on a crop top.
Yeah.
I didn't put it on.
Floating around like a little fairy at this party.
I did none of that, actually. But
floating around like a little fairy. Man.
I've had dreams about you guys, but it wasn't... I had a dream that we all met up one time, and we were at my old house. And me and Soup got in a fist fight.
That's not
surprising.
We were just like angry at each other for some reason. We just started fighting.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like
you're just internalizing. I would be like pouring whiskey in your belly button and just like slurping it out.
I'm just like giggling like the fucking Pillsbury Doughboy.
I have never had a dream about Doer McNasty because I've never seen you guys in person. I feel like I don't have like enough of a you know, way to build you. Like, obviously I know what your faces look like, but like, I don't know, Dew's bottom half is a mystery to me. And McNasty's only picture of his body I've seen is from like, was it college or high school? Wait, you didn't go to college.
Was it right after college?
Wait, you went to college?
Yeah, what was a technical school?
Oh.
Or what, computer.
Is that like stupid people college?
Woo!
Yeah, the 9 months.
No, it's actually for smarter people.
No, it's not.
Who don't want to be restrained by the government.
I actually did. I was going to college while YouTube was happening, and then I dropped out because YouTube popped off like crazy.
Nice.
Like, fuck yeah, dude. Fuck
hell
yeah.
Hell yeah. Actually, I finished.
I'm a high school and college dropout.
I finished a year of college.
Boy. Oh, a year?
And I'm a lot more successful than like anybody in my family. So there you go, kids.
I did drop 6 years of college.
I did 5.
You have 6 years of college?
You guys are so fucking cool, dude.
I did 3 years.
So if I
need
like a tracheotomy, you can do that on me?
No, I did 3 years automotive engineering and 3 years international business.
Oh, come on,
international business. What are you doing?
You're brown. You're supposed to be a doctor or a fucking taxi driver.
Bank fucking bombs. Is that what that's for?
Yeah, I could probably ship a bomb. I could probably figure that out. Shouldn't be too hard.
Blarg, your path either has to be a doctor, a 7-Eleven owner, or a taxi driver. And if you're really broke,
choose your character.
Then an ice cream man.
McNasty, that sounds a little bit racist.
Or a scam caller. You also have that route.
That's bottom of the bell right there.
Yeah, I talked to a lot of your family members recently.
Yeah, I saw you uploaded a video.
Wasn't
with
it
them.
The same guy, Michael, over and over?
Yeah.
No way he was named Michael.
No, no, no. We kept calling the same number, and the guy was, it was like two different guys or something, and they both said their name was Michael, because they just like, have fake American names.
Yeah, they just Google white folk names.
Hello, my friend. My name is Michael.
Michael is my name.
All right. Yeah. See that? That probably not okay. that's probably
that ain't that bad.
It's a joke.
Yeah,
imagine being so Indian. Imagine being so Indian when you talk, you have to go ring a ding a ding a ding.
No, I genuinely can't imagine that. I genuinely cannot imagine being that Indian.
Oh, dude, I want an Indian doorbell. That'd be sweet.
A ring a ding.
It just has like 14 kids. What do you want? What? We should move on.
Wow.
Anyway.
What? Yeah.
What is your guys' favorite chicken nugget?
Oh, yeah. You wanted to save that for the podcast for some reason.
Yeah. The most bland question ever.
Everyone wants to know about the goons.
What was the question?
What is your favorite chicken nugget?
What is it?
Dog
like, what
shit
you,
question.
What the fuck does that mean?
Size?
Race? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Sexual orientation?
Okay, let me rephrase it. Hold on. What is your favorite fast food chicken nugget?
These. What if it wasn't made very fast?
Oh my god.
What if it's not food?
What if it's just my shit?
What if it's a chicken nugget NFT?
What if I'm gripping a turd way
sound like
too
rebellious
hard?
Rebellious 12-year-olds. Just answer the fucking question.
Well, no, we need to know what we're answering.
Okay, what
here.
Is your favorite chicken nugget? Fucking, we sound like 12-year-olds. Fuck you, buddy.
Hey, I wanted to ask this Animorphs before the flavor? Podcast, and you guys insisted on waiting for the podcast. I'm gonna ask what your favorite chicken fucking nugget was.
I don't fuck nuggets.
Chicken fucking nugget.
I feel like that'd be pretty easy. It'd be like a human fleshlight, really.
Yeah.
Like a person with no arms and legs.
A chicken fucking
You know, McNasty, I want to hear what your favorite chicken nugget is first, because I feel like
you're gonna judge ours.
You're gonna judge ours heavily, so I'm ready to hear yours.
You're gonna
first.
Call me you a go. Slur if I like McDonald's ones or something.
Yeah,
those are solid. Nobody could say those aren't good.
Yeah, physically, they're solid as a fucking rock. You're right.
That's not true. I've gotten some pretty undercooked ones before, and it looked like fucking Crest toothpaste in the middle.
It was still chirping.
I bit into it, and it was like...
And all of a sudden, your teeth were just shiny white.
Your enamel
was solid as fuck.
You ever had a chicken nugget from some random restaurant, and it's like all sponge, and like you take one bite, and all the meat pulls out, and like all the breading falls off?
Like fucking Big
League
Chew.
That's how McDonald's is for me.
Oh,
Big League Chew. Ew.
I feel like a McDonald's nugget. Like the breading is separate from the chicken. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. It's kind of like a coat.
You can peel. A McDonald's chicken nugget is the only nugget you can peel.
Okay, if you're peeling the bread off of a chicken nugget and eating it without the bread on it, you're a fucking creep.
Yeah, but you can't really do that with other nuggets. McDonald's is the only nugget that has like a shell.
If you don't eat the nugget with the shell, go to prison.
Where they also have nuggets with shells?
Is the shell the box it comes in?
No, yeah. It's just like...
Yeah, eat the box.
Eat the whole greasy bag.
Gotta waste 14 calories. Days.
A McNugget has a fucking, like, a barrier.
A border. McDonald's border patrol.
Like, if you take a nugget and shake it, you can hear the chicken in the middle moving around.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if they had chicken
nuggets around.
They're not maracas.
Who the hell is doing this test?
Pick up a midget that's just ate chicken and shake him around.
Yeah.
Who does this?
You can hear the chicken inside.
It's not like the Dairy Queen fucking... Blizzard flip. You don't need to check your chicken nuggets if they rattle. It's like buying a new car. Like, what the fuck?
I just ordered
these nuggets and they're rattling. I'm going to need different ones.
A McDonald's nuggets batter is separated from the chicken. That's all. It's just
rattlesnake nuggets ain't that bad.
Okay, my favorite chicken nugget from fast food places.
Yeah, I think we should keep talking.
Is Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A's nuggets are bomb.
Dude, really?
Pretty good.
Are you kidding me? For real? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
My God, soup's
okay.
Soup's never been this passionate about anything.
Actually, Wendy's.
No, I was just pulling a McNasty. Yeah. I like Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets.
What you're supposed to do is go, oh, first.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
What? You act like you're just repulsed beyond belief.
Who are you?
I'm fucking disgusted.
Oh, you have that opinion? Oh.
I can't even sit in this Discord call with
your
you anymore.
Your opinion makes me want to fucking kill myself.
I don't remember what you're talking about anymore. Favorite
chicken nugget, Blargo.
Oh, okay. I haven't
had that brand.
Chick-fil-A is honestly up there. It is pretty fucking
good. Chicken minis are good,
too. It's kind of hard to compare Chick-fil-A's nuggets, because Chick-fil-A's nuggets are almost like a tiny chicken tender. You know what I mean?
It pretty much is, but that's how they bread all of their chicken, so you might as well just be called a nugget.
Like, when I think about just a chicken nugget, I think about just that, like, fat boot-shaped nugget, you know? You get it at Wendy's or fucking Burger King.
So, like, McDonald's?
McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. It's just that, like, just circle of chicken, you know?
I don't really trust Burger King a whole lot.
Burger King is disgusting, man.
They had, like, that fucking thing going on for a while that was, like, $1 for 50 chicken nuggets or some bullshit.
It was $1.49 for
They're
10,
feeding you,
I think.
Like, sawdust or something.
Of course you fucking remember the exact...
I remember because, like... I remember sitting there with my dad, and we saw that commercial, and I was like, God, you can spend $100... You can spend $100 and get 1,400 nuggets.
What was that?
That's so much.
That's so fun. Dude, I would just, like... Bring them to a rooftop and just throw a box, like 1,400 chicken nuggets off the fucking roof of a skyscraper. Like, it'd just be the best day you could have.
Above a bunch of homeless people.
Anytime I've been with a group of YouTubers.
Feed the homeless like fucking pigeons.
And we like have a night out just being crazy and stupid. And we get back and we like DoorDash McDonald's. It always ends up everyone is like having a chicken nugget war.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember in this Airbnb in Boston a few years ago, I was with, like, Crispy and Suda and Tranium, and we had McDonald's. Aurora was there, and we had, like, bananas. I was, like, stomping bananas on the ground and, like, sliding through the bananas with my shoes. My shoes were fucked, by the way.
Oh, really?
And I had to wear them home. They were like encased in banana guts just all around my shoes. Ew. Dude. And I had to wear them bitches on the plane and home. And it was like everywhere I was walking, like sounded like fucking Squidward walking around, dude.
Ew.
Anyway, moral of the story is chicken nuggets are fun to throw around.
There's just some homeless guy watching you guys throw them around, just crying.
Sitting outside, fucking drooling, looking through the window.
You fucking...
He's like a frog looking at flies fly around. Just like...
Bro, Ryan from the Misfits, we're in Boston, and he ordered McDonald's 3 different times on Uber Eats, but he was so high he kept fucking falling asleep and not taking delivery. So the delivery drivers just kept leaving. He did it 3 different times. He'd wake up and be like, "Oh fuck!" Order it, go right back to bed, wake up in half an hour again. The driver would fuck off. It literally 3 times before he got his fucking McNuggets. I don't know why. That's just like the go-to when people are high.
Was that like before the they would drop it off at your thing?
No, they knocked on because we were in the hotel. They'd like go there, knock on the door, like go to the lobby to like wait for him. And obviously, there's no pandemic, so there wasn't like. People didn't drop off food and leave. They always kind of just waited. And he wouldn't come down the stairs. And he slept with his phone on him, so nobody saw it or anything. And yeah, he would just not go get them multiple times. And that was...
I wonder if it was like the same driver every
just like
day.
Wondering what the fuck's going on.
Just has like fucking $100 in McDonald's in his car.
That's honestly kind of hype.
Do you guys have any weird like DoorDash stories?
I've never gotten DoorDash once.
One of them.
Don't start. Dude.
Yeah, you'll get addicted to it.
One of my Uber Eats drivers asked how much my rent was a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was weird.
A little weird and pushy.
Yeah. I was kind of like, enough, like average for this neighborhood. I'm going to go eat now. It's like fucking odd. Yeah, that was a weird one.
How much you got to steal in this house? If I were to say break in.
What do you think the cost of valuables are in your home right now?
I think like whenever COVID was first happening is when I would order DoorDash a lot, because I mean I like to cook, but I don't like to cook a whole bunch, you know.
Every meal, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that shit. So I'll eat out a good bit, and whenever COVID it was, shut up, bitch. Whenever COVID was like first happening,
who's a good bit? Say your girlfriend's name.
She's a good bit. Okay.
I like that. Up top, McNeigh. Okay. Go ahead.
My controller fell off my dick.
Controller? Tell your fucking story.
Yeah, I'm playing Mario Golf.
I was going to say,
whenever COVID was first happening, and like you would have it like left at your door, they would send a fucking picture for whatever reason. And some of the pictures I would get were so fucking weird. Like, there was one, I got Popeyes one time, and everything was covered in plastic. Like, this black lady had everything in plastic, and it was, like, at nighttime, and she had these big fucking plastic gloves, like, why? See-through gloves on her hand, like, holding this fucking Popeyes like a goddamn goblin, and took a photo with the flash on at night, and it just looked fucking exactly how you would imagine. It looked fucked.
Did she think the guy at Popeye's just, like, cocked loogies onto it for 10 minutes before handing it to her? Like, what the fuck? It's
probably just
delivering
COVID
in a
safe.
Hazmat suit.
That's and then I had that story of the person that ate my food and left it at the end of the driveway.
See, that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about motherfuckers getting their hands in my food.
Dude, a lot of places now, what they do is they'll tape the bags shut, and then they'll put, like, a tape over the end of the soda, if you get, like, soda.
Mm-hmm.
So some places are really safe about that shit.
Yeah, they're like camper proof.
Most of them put like tape over the bag. They like close the bag shut with tape.
Well, that is foolproof. I mean, nobody could reseal that, you know.
No.
Well, usually it's like
I think he was being sarcastic.
Well, no, it is. I mean, it's not like regular tape. Like it's literally
like branded tape.
Yeah, it's like the same kind of tape that they have at like McDonald's
sticker. Oh, if you were to rip this. If you were to take the sticker off, it would just rip the bag.
Yeah, you could tell.
Okay, I was being sarcastic. I was picturing it was just like some clear
scotch tape or something.
Fucking
tape, no.
That's what I was picturing in my head.
Skink tape.
I was like, man, that's some good security there.
No, it is actually pretty solid for the most part. Okay. It works well.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if I thought somebody was sticking their fucking little grimy, greasy digits in my food, no fucking shot I'd be ordering it.
Dude, I've gotten some funny, like, DoorDash pictures. I remember there was one picture. I've gotten a couple pictures where it's literally just a black, just blackness. It's almost like they put their finger over the camera
and just take,
just take a black picture. There was one dude that took a picture of the front of my house. Like, because they'll put the bag on, like, the front of your door, and then they'll take a picture of the bag on the front of the door. They'll take a picture of the front of the door, and the bag won't be there. It'll be just a picture of, like, my house.
Really?
Like, I had one like that. I had one of a woman just walking in front of my house. Like, there was, it had nothing to do with the food. Somebody in the car just took the picture of this woman walking in front of my house and sent it to me. It was, like, no food to be seen, just, like, a candid photo.
The dumbest one I ever had was somebody, like, they just took a picture of, like, the inside of their car.
What the fuck?
Like, it was just, like, a dashboard of, like, a Honda.
So cursed. One of
like,
my,
I feel like they're just too late. It's like they get in their car and they forget. They don't want to get out and go back and take a picture of it. So they're just, like, whatever.
And they just have to do it to, like,
I think you have to. I think it's, like, part of the software, yeah. Because my cousin DoorDashes, and he tells me all these, like, weird shit about it. So, yeah. There's, like, certain things you have to do.
One of my buddies had a fucking UPS driver. He was, I don't know, he's kind of funny. He's, like, a really old dude. He's probably, like, retired. And I guess he just decided to drive, and, like, he didn't do it all the time. But he'd work a couple shifts a week.
And yeah, that's a good job to do, like, on the side of it, like, an actual job. Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Well, he was UPS, but he used to always take a selfie with the package when it was on the doorstep. Yeah, and he was, like, this, like, 75-year-old guy. Just, like, this old-ass man. And he'd always send him, like, a shaky-ass selfie with his package on the front door.
Aww.
The other day, I ordered my cousin and me had pizza, and I didn't like, I don't like the ranch that they have. Do you guys eat ranch on your pizza? Am I weird for that?
I always thought that was weird. Depends.
Really?
I'm going to be just, like, I have to be in a mood, kind of like a gay kind of vibe going on.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, there's like, to me, there's two different kinds of ranches. There's like Hidden Valley, which is just like really processed, like vinegary kind of ranch.
Whoa.
And then there's ranch that you can make like yourself, and it's like creamy. It doesn't have that like bitterness flavor.
And it's in your buttermilk
ranch.
The place that I got, the place that I got has really good pizza, but their ranch is terrible. So I ordered a few things
How
of ranch.
Dare they?
I ordered a few things of ranch from Denny's because Denny's has really good ranch, and the person went and picked it up. They sat in the parking lot for like probably 30 minutes and then drove to another town and canceled my order.
They ate your food, dog.
So really,
and then went on the run.
My question would be, you ordered Denny's just to get ranch packets?
Denny's just to get ranch.
Wow.
God, what the
You don't deserve
fuck,
money.
You
it was probably one of the dumbest, like, frivolous food things I've ever done.
How much did you spend on that? You had to have spent, like, fucking $10.
It was like, yeah, it was like $10, yeah.
Like, for, like, a tub of it.
Oh, my God, this guy.
Oh, man. You are actually
fucking I want you to go to Chick-fil-A to get my ketchup, and I need you to go to Denny's to get my ranch, and my honey mustard must come from Cane's, or I send it back.
No, honey mustard from Chick-fil-A.
I'm sending you on a quest. 100%.
McNasty's just a fucking NPC giving this poor guy quests.
It was just weird that person just took off to another town and then just
they were probably like, fuck this idiot. I'm not going to Denny's just to get ranch.
I was like two streets away.
They took your ranch and dip, bro. They fled town.
I see what you did there.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I see what I did there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I did that on purpose.
That was good.
Took my ranch and dipped. What a funny man.
What do you guys think about Mr. Dr. Lupo and Tim the Tap Man going to YouTube streaming?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
You don't know who Tim the Tap Man is?
Nope.
Really?
That's a fucking lie.
Big full bat guy? Big bald fat guy?
That's an absolute lie. No, he's pretty
he got shredded.
Oh, yeah,
man.
I know who he is.
Man looks great.
Never mind.
You absolutely know who Tim the Tap Man is.
I know who he is. I know who he is. All right.
All right.
Timothy Batar.
That's who Puffer used to edit for, right?
No.
No, that was Marcel.
Basically, edit work. Oh. He just played, he's his friend.
Learn your lore.
Oh, Puffer used to get raided by it.
Learn your Puff lore.
By him. My Puff lore?
Puff
big
lore.
Puff
learn
lore?
Learn your big Puff lore. Yeah, I don't know. I hope YouTube gaming stops being dog shit, because streaming on it kind of kills your channel right now.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see that not happen.
It needs to be like separate. That's what I hate. It's like,
yeah, it does.
It sucks that when you stream, it's you're basically like uploading a live video.
Yep.
Yeah.
If they fixed that, it would just be like, I would probably never stream on Twitch again.
Plus, there's no like gifted subs, which is stupid. There's no like, there's just their emotes are dog shit.
Yeah. The streaming experience itself.
Yeah.
The streaming
experience itself is pretty lame. So I don't
know. It's pretty mediocre.
It's kind of lame.
I think the biggest thing they need is fucking theater mode. Like, you can't have, like, you know, I don't know if you use it on Twitch.
I know what you're saying.
They're all there is chat and the stream.
And just the video.
Yeah. On YouTube, it doesn't have that. If you want that, you have to pop out the chat on its mm-hmm. on its own bar. And it's just the most like convoluted way to possibly do that. It's so stupid.
YouTube. Well, McNasty, I thought you liked streaming on YouTube for a while because I remember you telling
me.
I did
about because
it.
You would get like
it.
You would get like 15 or 20 times the viewer.
But the viewers, right.
A lot of people watching
it,
it was nice.
It was but half just the everything people just come in and say a slur and leave. Like it wasn't. It's not a good community right now.
As you do.
Right. Just, like, yeah. It feels weird because like I feel like streaming on YouTube, you don't really have like... I don't really know how to explain it. Like on Control? YouTube, you have like your mods and stuff, and you have the VIPs, and you have like you're, like people you like see and you remember and stuff. And YouTube kind of isn't like that. You kind of just stream to like a group of people, like a crowd, and you're just
well,
not
no
really
offense,
like paying much attention
to
it.
Why would those big streamers move over then?
Money.
They got offered a big fat-ass contract.
Yeah. I thought it was because of that. I thought it might have been because of that thing you were talking about earlier.
No, but, God, no. Nobody gives a fuck about that.
Okay.
No, they wouldn't move over for that. Just that.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a
small brain moment.
Yeah, you're dumb.
Yeah,
you're
no,
dumb.
It's all contract, all money shit, which I can't blame them. I mean,
fuck
Google's
no,
got money
son.
To spend, and if Jeff
give
Bezos
me that
ain't giving them.
I'll stream on Pornhub for a milli, bro. I'll whip my dick out. Whip my willy out for a milli, baby. Woo!
I feel like you'd
I'd
do
probably
it for less
leak
than
my balls before my face. I'd do that.
I heard that porn CPM is really low.
It's really bad, yeah, from what
so
I've
So is
yeah.
your sperm
hold.
Count.
Yeah.
I would actually think it's quite healthy. Usually they're
like
quite
a school
shredded.
Bully right now.
Uh-huh.
You sound like a school bully.
How?
How is a school bully talking about your sperm count? He just jacks you off
and low sperm count.
Jacks you off and makes fun of your sperm count, as all bullies do.
That's all the load you got? That's it?
Man, I wish I had more bullies.
It's like 90% pre-cum. Man, shit in this.
I'm barely
bullied.
Even wet.
Look how clear his cum is.
Can one of y'all be my bully?
Yeah. I'm feeling very submissive and breedable right
Stop.
About now.
Stop.
Okay. All right.
I don't think your body would be built to have a kid, do you? I think it would destroy
your... He's got them birthing hips.
I think it would destroy your fucking ass.
He's got them birthing thighs, you know?
McNasty, I don't know how to tell you this, but babies don't come out the ass.
Huh?
What?
You just said it would destroy his ass. That's not what babies
Whoa,
come
what,
out.
What else is it coming out? My
he's
dick
a guy.
Hole?
He can't come out of his pee hole, yeah. Well, it was in your mouth.
Why didn't God design babies to come button. Out the ass? Because everybody gets all the practice they need throughout life.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, like, you have birth practice every day.
I have shit some turds that are easily the size of a small baby. So I could give
some
birth.
Of my turds come out screaming. I'm like, damn, dude.
Dude, what is this?
And birth like a birth. I mean,
let me flush real quick before I gotta pay some child support, man.
I gotta cut the umbilical cord real quick.
Oh, God.
I had some dingleberries fucking begging for milk. I'm like, hey,
pinch
bitch.
This little umbilical cord off.
Just ass hair.
Oh, just God.
Elastic band you ate for dinner? I don't know.
A hemorrhoid?
Man, we really talk about the hard-hitting topics on this podcast.
I hope that I spend the rest of my life never having a hemorrhoid.
Oh. It's going to happen eventually, dude.
I don't know. I feel like my bowels are just, like,
I'm
going to
do a Native American hemorrhoid dance and give you some.
I don't want to see what the hemorrhoid dance looks like.
You dance and then you immediately
you
just scream
because
it hurts.
Hemorrhoid.
The hemorrhoid dance. Everybody do the hemorrhoid dance.
I feel
dance.
Like it would look like the Soulja Boy.
Oh, it's inspired by that.
It would probably be closer to the stanky leg, though, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
The stanky-roid.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Roid leg.
What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know. We branch off so much.
Giving birth to the butthole, I think.
Well, we were actually talking about Tim the Tap Man and Dr. Lupo moving to YouTube. I don't know how we got onto hemorrhoid leg.
From Tim the Tap Man to hemorrhoid dance.
That's what you get on the Goons Podcast, baby.
Yeah. Leave a like for that one. Download
this is
on Spotify.
How you get to top 50.
Download on Spotify. Download on Spotify.
Download us.
I feel like our podcast, because we switch like topics so much, I feel like it just like keeps the viewers' interest like a TikTok.
We reach know where such it's a broad turn. Audience. Yeah. We can relate to everyone.
NASA workers. That everyone listening has a squirrel brain, so like we got to keep them entertained.
That is true. We
walnuts,
included are also
acorns,
squirrel brain.
Walnuts and acorns.
These nuts.
Getting run over by a car.
Running onto the road and then being confused which direction I should run, so I sit in the middle.
How has someone not made a mixed nut brand called These Nuts? I feel like they're missing out on a good opportunity.
It's probably
that
copyrighted now.
Exist.
That has to exist, right?
Didn't the guy that make that, like, copyright people using that in videos?
You cannot copyright These Nuts.
Oh, didn't he, like, claim that clip, though, like, of him
there
doing
is,
this?
Oh, maybe.
There is a These Nuts brand.
Okay.
These,
what is it?
These Nuts Dill Pickled Flavored Gourmet Peanuts. They're $15 on eBay.
Hot damn.
Man, peanut? They must be some good old nuts.
$15 for These Nuts? That's not that bad.
Try My Nuts Nut Company. Where are they from? Contact us.
Send them an email, Soup. Of course they
Virginia.
Are.
Hey,
that's not too far.
These Nuts, Try My Nuts, sponsor the Goons Podcast. I'm sure,
I'm sure
our,
they're listening.
Our listeners would love to buy some of your nuts, I'm sure.
I would love doing that ad read.
That would be sick.
I would absolutely
fucking love
I
to do that.
I cannot wait for us to do an ad read on the podcast. That's going to be fucking horrendous.
It's going to be cursed.
Everyone spam These Nuts, trymynuts.com.
Do we
tell
even...
Me Yeah, and we want them.
Do we even check our email? Have we just been ghosting sponsors, or does nobody actually want to sponsor one of the top 50 podcasts?
I don't think our
I mean, Nasty's been taking sponsors and just putting it in his account.
Yeah. Our podcast is not.
What are you saying?
Mr.
Fucking Krabs.
Our podcast email is not public, I don't think.
Cool.
What the fuck
Man,
was that?
Man, I'm so glad I waited 2 minutes for that sentence to come out.
Followed by a screech for no good reason.
I was stretching my back. I felt really good.
Nobody gives a fucking shit.
I mean, you were wondering why, so that's my answer to that, babe.
All right.
What do we talk about?
I feel like we've talked about
every single thing on the face of the earth in this 38 minutes. I feel like we've talked about it all.
The
we've
apartheid.
Covered every single thing.
We have not covered enough.
Name one thing we haven't covered.
Hurricanes.
The Mexican Revolution.
Women's ankles in the Middle East.
How do we feel about
Cancun?
Veteran
hospital piss buckets.
The Patriots cut Cam Newton.
I don't care.
Into little bits and pieces.
He's dead.
That's I have sad. To fart.
Okay. Do it on mic. Do it on
oh,
mic.
Oh, that was bassy. I wonder if that picked
oh,
up.
Oh, it didn't.
Man, come on.
Oh,
it is
dude,
easy
for
you to fart in your mic, too.
Share with the class.
Bro, it kind of smells like classic Lay's.
Do you know how many times
kinda,
I've put my butthole...
It's a little concerned. Is that a
Lay's?
Sign of like, prostate
every
cancer?
Every time I've opened a bag of classic Lay's, I immediately just like, why does it smell like a fart?
Yeah, why does it smell like Soup's asshole? I don't understand.
Yeah. Even when I was six years old, I didn't know
flavor.
You.
Salt and Soup's asshole.
You just get him sweaty.
It wouldn't take much to get me sweaty. I sweat profusely.
Do you?
For no reason.
Are you a sweaty guy?
I'm a sweaty, sweaty fucking bitch. I don't know why. My hands get real clammy.
Clammy? We're the same person. Lobster. I'm fatter than you, but...
No, we're not. We're not the same person.
Don't you ever.
Do not ever
say that. I do the same shit, though. I have clammy hands. Like, I feel like shaking people's hands. Like, why the fuck are your hands clammy?
I'm killing myself.
Sweaty person.
Never hear us again.
All right.
You are a lower being.
I think that's the most you've ever offended Soup. And it is just by calling yourselves the same thing.
McNasty, I want you to know, if somehow it like came out that we were brothers, I would be dead before the news would get out.
I like that decision, Soup.
Yeah. I don't think there is any other
call. That might be
there.
The meanest thing you've ever said to me.
Just kidding, baby. I love you. If I found out you were my brother, I'd probably fuck you to like assert dominance.
To consummate
that's too much. Oh. Too much. Too far. I want to just hang out and play games. I don't want to get fucked.
I'm shooting a music video.
Oh!
You're going to find one and just like bring a gun?
See, I'm watching one right now. I'm loading the Glock as you speak. I hate you fucking guys so much.
I was gonna bite and ask what you were doing, and they
no one cares
it.
What I'm doing.
I bought your merch. I'm invested in the company, bitch.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah. What song are you shooting it for?
I can't say, dude. I can't.
Not Wait, that we would know anything off a track listing anyway, but
is it Ride the Lightning?
Yeah.
Just reshooting the entire
shot for shot. Just
we're just gonna steal a Slipknot music video and just recreate it.
Not even recreate like, it. You're just gonna upload their music video to your song.
Just like keyframe all your fucking PNG heads.
We're gonna download a bunch of music like Celine Dion music videos and put our music over it.
Quiet crossfire.
That'd actually be so fucking funny.
I'm actually a little worried, though, because we're going out into the woods, and we're going to make, like, a bunch of massive, like, fires or some shit.
I'm going to take
a recliner and douse it in lighter fluid, and we're going to have, like, flames around this.
Dude, it's coming to California. You can just find one.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally just wait, and there will be a forest fire within, like, 15 minutes. Well, at least where you live, it's so goddamn humid. I don't think you could start a forest fire if you tried.
True.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't like take
You're
that challenge
see
personally.
Me in the headlines.
They read and write over there? I'm not sure. Is there headline Soup?
I want to get in line for head.
We can read and write.
Okay. Glad we figured
Canadians
that out.
Canadians bad. You know what's kind of weird is that Canada, the USA, and Mexico, if you like take
come.
The first letter, yes, come.
It
Isn't
is
that wild?
Yeah.
We definitely live in a simulation.
Yeah, that was by design.
We live in come. Yeah, that was absolutely by design. The founding fathers of all these countries decided come.
Fuck.
What a fun fact with the goons.
Yeah.
Don't say. Have we ever talked about if you go back in time, what time period would you go to? I'm sure we've talked about
it. I feel like we're just a bunch of old people with dementia trying to figure out if we've like done something in the last couple of days, like our tasks.
Wait, did we go over chicken nuggets yet?
Did we spaghetti or meat yet? That's the worst fucking meme.
Listen, we gotta get fucking doing McNasty out of the house more so we have more shit to talk
about. I know!
About.
I feel like this is me and Soup doing stuff and you guys are like, oh, we fingered our own ass today. I don't care.
I went to the bar on Saturday and got super fucked up and talked
to some
new people.
Anything cool happen?
I told you about my gay dream. I had that here in my own house.
Now imagine if you were sleeping behind a dumpster, how much cooler it would have been.
Now imagine if you actually slept with a man. Now that'd be a story.
That would be fun.
Imagine if all that shit in your dream actually happened.
Imagine if you shit in your dream and you woke up and you were just covered in shit.
That's happened.
That is a thing. If you have a dream that you are shitting or pissing,
I've done
you
that.
Probably are shitting or pissing.
Yeah. That's not true.
I had
That's
a dream I pissed in a urinal, and I pissed the shit out of this mattress. Actually, update to the lore, I've also pissed this bed.
Dude. Wait, you've pissed a bed, like, recently? Like, as
no,
of since
no,
we
no.
talked about...
No, no,
don't
no.
Don't fucking lie, you adult diaper-wearing freak.
Diaper-wearing freak.
Okay, first of all...
That's how I talk to babies.
Can you imagine doing his little fucking diapy coming to bed at PAX or something?
It's like a big, fat diaper, too. Yeah. Super fluffy, because that's absorb all the piss.
Gotta get up in the middle of the night to change it, so
and he's constant Taco Bell, so that's to absorb the diarrhea, too.
You gotta go in Dude's room and turn the light on and be like, gotta change that diapy, big boy? Gotta change that diapy?
I think I poo-pooed, please check.
You're probably small enough, we could probably all change your diaper.
Oh, yeah, easily.
You guys are awesome friends.
You could probably hold your ankles together on one hand. Wiping with the other hand.
Everybody knows that's how you're supposed to hold a baby when changing his diaper.
Upside down by the ankles.
Hold its neck up against a wall, let the shit run down, then clean it off.
Just flailed around like a medieval mace.
Wipe his ass on the wall.
Just beat the baby against the wall until all the shit's off. I mean, that's how we did it down here,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No.
I turned out fine.
No, you didn't.
No.
How did we get
okay.
here? What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Deuce pee mattress. What's the lore behind the pee mattress? You just
many years ago, I dreamed I was pissing in a urinal.
many years ago.
Yeah, four scores and 20 moons ago. I Abraham Lincoln pissed my britches. I pissed the bed because I thought I was pissing in a dream. So I pissed. But it's not like I was running down the mattress. I just wet my trousers. That's
okay,
all.
but so let me get this straight. So you've this There's is many years ago. So this anything. Is before you yeah. shit on it.
Oh yeah,
or was it
was
the
before
same
I
shit.
And you still have not gotten a new mattress.
Correct,
brother.
Yeah, man.
What do we have to do?
You know what? We do have just, his address.
Know,
we can just ship
I'm
him a mattress.
I'm at the point where I'm actually going to take action.
You're like, gonna hotline me. You're gonna call
I'm gonna
me.
Try and find, I'm gonna try and find you a mattress sponsorship.
I was gonna say that is the first Casper thing we should do with our goons payment. Buy do a mattress.
The mattress isn't like soggy with piss. I didn't actually like
oh
piss
God.
The mattress.
It's not that.
Brother.
It's the principle, dude. It's the fact that it's
the
there.
your pissy ass bed.
Your piss and shit.
Piss ass bed.
A piss ass fucking bed, bitch.
Little piss baby. Little fucking piss baby.
Ah, it's me.
Little piss
Don't say
bed.
It like that.
Who's your little piss baby? Come on, y'all have never dreamed that you were pissing and you pissed? Come on
no,
now.
Never.
No,
yeah,
but
I was like two.
Past the age fucking four or something.
It's only happened once. It's not like I'm still doing it every night or something.
I still have dreams. If I have to piss, I'll like be pissing in my dream, but I won't actually piss IRL.
Oh. Yeah, right. You
I don't think
diaper.
I've ever shit or pissed or anything like in my dreams.
Really? If yeah. I have to piss really bad, my dream will be like me trying to get into the bathroom and I can't. Like something's preventing me
really?
From actually pissing. But I've had dreams where I'm like pissing, yeah.
The only...
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, the only time I like in my memorable life that I've pissed my pants while sleeping... Because I had a dream that an airplane crashed into the, like,
of course you
like
did.
Detroit River. Yeah. I had a dream that an airplane crashed into the Detroit River, and I was on, like, the Windsor waterfront looking towards Detroit, and a giant wave
yeah.
came and splashed me, and I got wet.
Yeah.
But in reality, all I did was pee my pants, and I got up, and I changed, and I showered, and I went back to bed. I was probably, like, 10.
That was probably the worst story I've heard in my
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking sorry
terrible.
For talking
I
on the talk podcast. My bad, G.
I had a wet dream once where these bitches were like shooting cum loads out of their nipples. That was weird.
And you
That's
cummed?
Called milk.
No, brother. It was cum. No, no, no.
That's milk.
No, it was cum.
It was just milk.
Dude knows all about cum. Stop questioning
trust me.
His cum knowledge.
I'm the cum whisperer, trust me. That was cum.
The cum whisper.
Why were they shooting cum out of their titties? And why were they shooting it at you, around you?
Yeah, what was the vibe like?
Hold on, wait, hold on. That was a wet dream?
So you cummed.
So you were turned on by that?
Yeah, yeah.
We found dude's
fetish. And you
fetish.
Came in your sleep to women shooting cum out of their titties.
You know, I've been alive for a while, and I feel like I know a lot of fetishes, and I've never heard that one. Like, that's the first. That's a first timer for me.
I didn't ask for it. These are my dreams, bro.
Almost as weird as those people that are into like knees that are fat, like fat knees. Like, that's a kink. That's a fetish.
That's a thing.
Fat knee. Yeah, like
bulbous fat knees.
I want to know more about this dream. Like, were you bent over willingly getting titty cum shot into you? Or
I was just watching. I was just watching it happen.
And you cummed.
What were they shooting it at? Were you behind glass? Like, I'm saying, like, what were they shooting it towards? Like, what body part?
I can't believe you were. It blows my mind that you were that horny. Your body actually came in your sleep from that. I've had many dreams about fucking someone and didn't actually come in my sleep.
Yeah, I've
That's
never.
That's because
not
you
in
jack off
sleep.
Eight times a day, so you won't have like dreams.
The reason those happen
true.
Is because
you
have
jack off
semen
eight
retention.
Times a day, bro. You don't know what it's like to have women shoot coming from your titties, bro. It's next level shit. Now, come on, son.
I feel like I'd rather not.
Listen, yeah. Man, you can't help what you dream about. All right, fuck you.
I'll say, come on, son, in this fucking okay. universe.
That was awful. I really wish I didn't show up today.
Do you guys have any, like, reoccurring nightmares that you have, like, frequently?
Yeah, this fucking podcast.
Every Wednesday, 4 p.m., it comes along.
Actually, I have a lot of dreams.
5 p.m.
I have a lot of dreams where I'll wake up and go back to sleep, and it's like I just pause the dream. I'll just, like, continue on. You guys ever have that?
No, that has never worked for me.
Think
I wake
so.
Up, and I'm like, ooh, that was a good dream. I'm going to keep trying to go with it. And I'll just, like, dream about, like, Lightning McQueen doing a collab with Beyonce or something. Like, it'll just completely sidetrack from what I was dreaming.
Really?
Sick.
Yeah.
Dude, that happens to me probably 3 times a week.
That's kind of sick.
Wow. Are you, like, a lucid dreamer?
Not necessarily. Like, in my dreams, I don't really have much control over what I'm doing. But I'm able to, like, wake up and then immediately go back to sleep and then just continue on from the dream.
Oh,
I have a lot of
nice.
I have a lot of recurring dreams about zombies. Like, I dream about zombie apocalypse stuff a lot.
That's kind of a sick dream.
That's
kind of
cool, actually. Yeah,
I dream about like I never talked to you guys about my dreams, huh?
That's probably for the best.
We were talking about I don't have gross or weird dreams. It's mostly like
that for a second.
Most of my dreams are about the end of the world, but I'm always like the protagonist. It's like an end of the world movie, and I know that I'm gonna survive. So I'm like doing things and like strategizing how to get away from like a giant tsunami or like War of the Worlds or like a volcano, like a bunch of volcanoes exploding. I'm like doing things to get out of it, you know?
Minecraft speed run.
Exactly. There's 4 British YouTubers chasing after me and I have to kill the Ender Dragon.
I never have like reoccurring like themed dreams. I feel like mine are always random. They're always scary.
Really?
I dreamed I got stabbed in the fucking back.
Oh,
I never
like
have dreams like that.
5 times, and I didn't feel it. It was weird. And then
I feel like
dreamed
you probably feel that.
I dreamed I was petting a horse one time that was laying on my chest, and I woke up and I was petting a blanket on my chest.
What?
That's
the only time I've ever had dreams where I'm like getting stabbed or shot is like if. IRL, like I'm laying on my hand or something's like pushing against my body and it's like hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, my dream will think that I'm like being shot or stabbed. But, I have a lot of nightmares. Like, my nightmares are kind of like, I dream about being in horror games. You guys ever have that?
No,
not that I can remember now.
Like,
isn't
dreaming
so crazy though? It's like we all talk about it like it's just some normal thing. But it's so fucking crazy how that happens.
It's pretty wild. It is weird. You know what's even weirder is that we dream only for like 3 minutes at a time, but they feel like they're just hours long.
No, it depends. It can be anywhere from like 2 to like 30 minutes. It depends. It depends on like what your REM sleep is like.
Yeah.
Like usually when you dream, it's the very tail end of your sleep, which is when you're in REM sleep. Like your deepest sleep is like basically the last 2 hours of your sleep. So that's when you'll dream the most, but yeah, they can go anywhere from like 2 minutes, to like 30 minutes. It all just kind of depends.
Yeah. I feel like that makes sense because it feels like my dreams are usually always like nearing the time that I actually feel like I need to wake up. I mean, I don't really have a schedule to wake up, but...
Yeah, it's going to say, what, your alarm? Shut up.
But I know,
I feel like I can't remember my dreams a whole lot.
Yeah.
It's like, right when you wake up, it feels like to me that the more you try and remember what you just dreamed about, you'll, like, forget.
Yeah, well, I have that.
A lot of people do, like, dream journals and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that helps you lucid dream, apparently, the more you, like, think about it.
Yep, that's how I used to.
It. Yeah, because you're, like, solidifying it.
I've talked about how I used to lucid dream, right?
No.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I used to be, like...
You definitely haven't.
To be, like, super into it in high school. Like, me and one of my friends were, like, super fucking interested in it. And there was a point where I could, like... Everybody makes it sound a lot more crazy than it really is. I don't know, maybe I just wasn't, like, super good at it, but, like, I couldn't just, like... Okay, I'm gonna pop up a dream of me having a threesome with Megan Fox and fucking whatever other celebrity. Like, it always had to still make somewhat sense in, like, what reality would be. So, like, if I wanted to go to a amusement park, in my dream, I'd have to travel there. I couldn't just, like, exist in the amusement park now. Like, things always needed to, like, connect. Otherwise, I would, like... I don't know, lose focus basically, but I don't know. It's really weird.
It had to be realistic.
Yeah, it's hard to describe because, like, you almost just feel like it's basically just like using your normal imagination, but it feels a lot more vivid and real. Like, you know how you can just think of, like, oh, I'm just thinking I'm at whatever, an amusement park right now. Like, it feels like that, but just very vivid. You can, like, feel, like, taste, smell. Like, it's, I don't know. It's really, really cool.
Sounds cool as shit.
Yeah, I freaked myself out really bad with it one time, and I don't know, it, like, put me off of it for a very long time, and I probably can't do it anymore, but I thought I woke up and, like, started getting ready for school and stuff. Like, in my head, I showered, I got ready, I did my normal stuff, was waiting for the bus, and then I woke up in bed.
Miss Frizzle was on there.
No, I woke up in bed.
Bare ass was in front of me, and
while waiting for the bus, and I was tripping the fuck out because, like, it actually felt, like, so real. Like, I could recall being actually wet from, like, my shower and stuff. And it is just, dude, it tripped me out. Like, that whole day, I was like, am I still, like, dreaming right now? I don't know what the fuck going on. Like, it felt like some Inception type shit.
That's weird.
Yeah, I did not like that experience. That one was fucking
I've heard
awful.
That lucid dreaming can be dangerous too.
I mean, I'm sure it can be for your mental health, right? Like, if you're lucid dreaming every night that you're, like, some billionaire with the best life ever, and then you wake up and it's, like, time for Walmart. Like, I'm sure that's not
I think
healthy.
You can develop sleep paralysis, like, consistently.
Really?
Did you ever look into astral projection shit? Did you ever hear about that?
No, I think it's... Isn't that really similar? Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that really similar from what I've heard?
I could be wrong.
There's
probably some fucking worshipping... Yeah, somebody out there listening to me right now, freaking out, getting
punching
pissed.
Air right now because Mercury's not in Gatorade.
Yeah, that sounds like
you don't know
that.
Anything about it. No, but
you're Sagittarius. Of course, you would say that.
I read a book. I know I've talked about it before, but I read a book in high school about, like, these teenagers that had to work for, like, the CIA or some shit. It was some weird book, and I can't find it, but it was really interesting about how they used, like, astral projection. To find out where terrorists were hiding or something to
really?
Like help the government. Yeah, it was some weird fucking book.
What the fuck?
But it got me really interested in like reading about that kind of shit.
I mean, dream stuff is crazy, but I think one of the most nuts things about like lucid dreaming is you're still somewhat aware of what's going on you subconsciously, like in the outside world. Like I was dreaming. I don't remember what I was dreaming about, but I was asleep. And I think it was a car crash that happened. It was either a car crash or something along those lines. And in my dream, I got in a car crash. And as soon as I got in the car crash, I could hear a loud bang in my house. And my mom was getting ready for work and she dropped her curling iron. And it was extremely bizarre that like my brain matched those up. I don't know if like maybe
I've
your brain almost
like that before,
lags.
But they weren't lucid, but I've... Yeah. It's like something going on.
That wasn't a lucid dream. That was like just a regular like dream.
Oh, no. But I've definitely had that before because I've been in sleeping situations where there's been a lot of noise. Like sleeping on couches, people coming home, doing things. Like it'll connect Like, yeah. I remember I had a dream one time where I was sleeping on the couch and my dad was watching Forensic Files. And my dream was following what was going on with the narration in Forensic Files. Mm. Like, I was dreaming about what the fucking TV show was happening. But I wasn't awake and aware of Forensic Files. It was fucking weird. Okay, I was like, God damn, I was dreaming. That's fucking strange.
Yeah, I don't know. It's. I mean, that kind of makes sense because obviously, like, you're still subconsciously listening and stuff. But what, like, freaked me out is that, like, my car, I don't know, maybe it's just the most insane coincidence ever, but like my car crash or whatever dream it was of that bang was literally timed identical with my mom dropping something that is like at that point, like four bedrooms away. So I don't know. It was fucking wild.
Yeah. I've had stuff like that too, where it'd just be like one sound and then it's also happening in your dream too.
Yeah. I think it's the same thing as deja vu where, well, they don't actually technically know what deja vu is, but deja vu is like theorized to be your brain just like not properly firing signals. So you are taking in something that's happening right in front of you, but you're almost taking it in as like a memory. I feel like that it might be similar idea. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's really odd. That shit's cool as fuck. I also find it pretty funny that we went from talking about Dew getting cummed on to this. Very odd transition.
Like, the duality of the goons, man.
The duality of the goons.
We love talking about this kind of shit, but we also just love talking about titties coming.
Yeah.
Titties
coming. I want to astral project my shit into the toilet.
I'm sure that's probably...
So what is astral projection exactly? Like, what... Because I've heard people say that before, but what is that?
I don't know anything about it.
It's... Dude, I don't really know exactly.
I mean, we can just pull up a Wikipedia real quick.
I think it's like you're so good at like projecting like an out of body experience or something. Like you intentionally go outside of your body and you can like in layman's terms, it's like you turn yourself into a ghost. And you can go through walls.
That's fucking rad. I want to do that.
Turn yourself into a goat.
But like everything you see is what's actually happening in real time, but you're not in your body.
I feel like
you are like a spirit almost.
I feel like that actually makes sense.
I think that's what it is. Because see, I always thought that and lucid dreaming were similar, but I guess lucid dreaming is more like...
That is not... I've never had a lucid
dream. Controlling your own imagination.
Yeah. But what... That actually makes... sense, because like obviously when you're asleep you're still perceiving everything around you, like I mean I'm sure your brain can imagine certain things that would help with astral projection, but like if you hear like I feel like the most I've heard it is people like in a coma or something like that, or like people like in the hospital and stuff, like if you hear the doctor talking next to you, like your brain can fill in the image of what it would look like of your doctor and a nurse talking, and like mm-hmm. like it still makes sense to me, like that if you hear stuff going on in the hallway in your head, you could put together what would actually be happening in the hallway and like feel like you're astral projecting. I feel like that's a very easy thing.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's something that we probably don't fully understand because, like, what we only use what like 7% of our brain.
It's not
or something like
fully
that.
True. It's
I think we use all of our brain.
Yeah,
but...
we do. We just not. It's
maybe the doctor just said that to me then.
Yeah. He's only capable.
He's just,
of 10%.
He's just calling you stupid.
No, but the back half of your brain is dead from all the dip.
I thought like us as humans, like we didn't actually use our brain to our full potential.
Not,
or some shit.
Well, no, I mean never.
Not
really,
in the sense that people like to say. Like we use like 100% of the portions of our brain. Like it's not like there's like a lump of our brain sitting in the back that's just like mush.
Yeah. You just don't use that pineal gland, bro. Open up that third eye, brother. You know what I mean?
You just don't use all your brain at once because, well, that would probably feel like having autism, to be honest. Everything would be very overstimulating.
You could pick up a fucking tow truck.
Okay, I more so meant like the world would be very, very overstimulating. But yeah, I guess you could also lift up a tow truck. You are the tow truck for the tow truck.
Hey, I had it explained to me once that, like, autism is like severe autism is like having like 9 monitors on at once and you're paying attention to all of them very intensely.
Yeah,
so.
that sounds fucking crazy.
That's
kind of
like what ADHD feels like, but you're only paying attention to one.
And you cannot look away from that one ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you do look away every once in a while, you completely forget about the one you were looking at.
what actually makes our brain dream though? Like I might be fucking retarded saying this, but like isn't it DMT? Like don't we have DMT in our brain?
Yes, Joe Rogan, we have DMT.
No, but like even before fucking Joe Rogan, even before Joe Rogan made DMT popular.
DMT is
Reading about it.
Yeah, it is a naturally occurring substance in your brain.
Isn't that fucking wild though? That's just in our body.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of like, I mean, it's even things like acid and stuff. Like they don't. All it's doing is hitting certain receptors in your brain that make you think that way.
That's what I'm saying, though, is we're not, like, using our brain fully, right? Because, like, if we could just fucking make our brain be like, hey, make it seem like I'm on acid, then we would just do that and not have to take the drug, right?
Yeah, but you'd also probably have a horrible quality of life. It'd probably cause a million other issues, especially, like, survival-based
things. I think it's more about just the amount that's in your body.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm obviously, like, none of us are clearly qualified to talk about this, but I'm not sure.
No, not at all.
I'm just putting my two cents in. I think it's just the amount that our body actually produces. Because, like, I take melatonin every night when I sleep, but our body already produces melatonin. You're just adding on to it. There's things that our body already produces, but you can amplify it by just taking more of it, you know?
Justin and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Yeah, that's like painkillers.
Crazy. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, brains are cool. Brains are definitely wild. My girlfriend knows a lot about this shit. She has a neuroscience degree, obviously. So, like, I always get to hear about this shit, and I would love to actually carry some of it over to the podcast, but I'm way too fucking stupid to actually remember anything.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild that the brain can, like, regenerate itself, too. I heard about this chick that had, like, half a brain or something, or had to have part of her brain taken out, and that shit just regenerated.
It moves it to elsewhere in the brain. The brain itself doesn't regenerate. Once you're past a certain age, unless I'm misunderstanding, because I know what you're talking about. It like will move that function to another part of the brain that is working full. So like, you know how people who like lose eyes will have much better hearing. It's kind of the same idea with the brain, to my knowledge, but.
Well, even either way, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So. It's fucking insane. Or like people like what they basically, I mean. The ice pick lobotomy was fucking horrible, but it did lead to the like discovery of certain other things where like if people have a certain Tourette's or something or like a certain thing going on in their brain, you can actually get in there and poke that part of the brain, destroy it, and get rid of certain like illnesses like that are in your brain and stuff like that. It's kind of nuts what you can do.
Why don't we do that now then?
It's extremely risky, probably expensive, probably still not 100% sure of certain things. I imagine there's a million different things that could go wrong with that, so...
Yeah, you could wake up mentally retarded.
The fucking Egyptians started that shit, didn't they?
Lobotomies? I'm not sure. I think
they did. I know the Egyptians were, like, the first people to do, like, embalmings and shit.
They took everybody's organs out, you mean?
They would, like, pull someone's brain out through their fucking nose and shit.
Yeah. They thought they had to do that or else they couldn't, like, go to the afterlife or something.
Yeah. I know, like, ice pick lobotomies were very popular in the early days of... like people that were medically insane, they used to just like lobotomize their brains so that they were just like nothing. They were kind of just like an NPC walking around.
Vegetable.
Yeah, literally just like NPC. Like give them food, they poo, and then they go to bed.
Didn't they used to drill holes in people's heads if they had like migraines all the time? They thought they had like demons in their head and they were letting them out.
Man,
I'm pretty sure that's
that sounds
sure
like some yeehaw American shit from back in the day.
Well, dude, fucking back in the day, if you were sick, the doctor would fucking bleed you.
Yeah.
They just cut you and let you bleed. Like, oh, you're just going to bleed out this swine flu you got.
I've got a cold. Like, time to give you a fucking gash in your arm now, too.
All we need to do for COVID, just cut your arm off.
It's going
to
be really funny, too, though, because like in like 200 years, they're going to look back at us and be like, how fucking stupid were they? Like, yeah. doing a brain surgery with, like, knives instead of lasers. What, are they dumb? It's gonna be the same fucking shit. I mean, same with, like, any science. Like, there was a point where, like, actual scientists and not just fucking morons on the internet thought the Earth was flat or that we were the center of the universe. Like,
wait, what?
What part are you whining about? The Earth flat?
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
I would not be surprised if he was a flat earther.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Are you calling Dew stupid? Because it kind of sounds like you're calling Dew stupid.
I
don't know.
I can just picture that. Like, just imagine the Dew.
I actually can't imagine that.
Believes in flat Earth.
I can't imagine why anybody would think that, to be honest with you. There's nothing to gain from flat Earth theory. Like, why would the government lie about that?
Knowledge. Open your third eye, bro. Lie. Open that pineal gland. Come on. The Earth is a pancake, and we're all just syrup, bitch.
That's right. We need to sail to the ice wall and break it so the water can spill over into space. That's what
it's
we
so
need
dumb
to
because there's so much solid proof that the Earth is round.
Yeah, they don't like looking at that. It's like
it's not like prove themselves
it's not like
wrong
religion or something where
test
you can't really like disprove it. But it's I don't know, it's just dumb.
Can't disprove what that the Earth is flat.
You can though.
Fucking you can't.
No, he's saying it's
disprove
not like it's not like, it's not like religion where it's like there's a
it's
god
not
out
like a
there
theory
or something. You know, it's yeah. It's,
the Earth being round isn't a theory. It's literally solid fact.
Theory in science means a lot more than theory in like everyday life. Like gravity is a law. Whereas the Big Bang Theory is a theory. We know more about the Big Bang Theory than we do about gravity. Like, theory in science versus theory in everyday life are two different things.
A theory
things
in science is like something that's like
it's,
what?
It's
like
scientifically
98%
backed
fact, but they can't 100%
say. Yeah, it's scientifically backed. There's multiple sources, multiple people who have proofread it, and obviously but like has ample amount of research to be considered a theory. So it's
so a flat Earth couldn't leave past hypothesis.
No, absolutely not. There's not. So, I would
I know
be
where they get their info
shocked
from
if there was a single scientist on the Earth that believed in flat Earth
theory. On the flat Earth.
Yeah. Yes. On the flat Earth. On the
yes,
disc.
Please be more. More
on the Domino's
there are,
pizza.
There are fucking scientists that believe in that shit.
No,
they
like
really
went to
scientists?
University of Phoenix or something. They're not scientists.
Anybody? No. Damn. Sorry, any University of Phoenix watchers.
Blar didn't mean that.
I meant
he
that.
Did,
fuck all of you. all right. Should we end it on the University of Phoenix?
I was going to ask one more question.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
What are your guys' favorite chips?
We should end it now.
Usually ones that are flat.
Yeah. I can't stand those round
chips. So no Pringles,
chips.
Huh?
Favorite chip?
I mean, like, ruffle. Oh, you guys don't have all dressed. I forgot about that.
What the hell is
oh,
even
no,
that?
What are we going to do?
Our gravy chips. The Americans don't have them?
All dressed ruffles, best. They're goated.
What is that? What is all dressed?
It's, I don't know what's going on, to be honest.
Yeah, pants and shoes on and a shirt.
Yeah, got a nice tux on that
high
chip.
High heels on, a three-piece suit.
Got a nice tux on that chip. Look at that damn chip. He's dressed up real nice.
Just made him sound like the most Cajun idiot on the fucking planet. Speaking of Cajun idiots, hope y'all are staying safe in the hurricane.
Yeah.
Good segue.
All dressed number one flavor in Canada.
Mm.
What is the flavor though? I'm just curious.
I've had ketchup chips before. Have you ever had ketchup chips?
Yeah.
No.
They're fucking terrible.
Salty, savory, and sweet all at the same time. Sounds good, eh? That's what the back of y'all's fucking chip bag says.
It says A.
It sounds like an autism chip. It's just everything all at once.
I'm reading the back of this fucking chip bag right now. I looked it up. I bet you're wondering what all dress means. After all, in America, it just means you're wearing all your clothes. But in Canada, all dressed actually means deliciously ridgy chips that somehow taste salt, savory, and sweet all at the same time. Sounds good, eh?
They are very good, yeah. Yeah, all dressed chips are quite good.
What do they put in it?
I'm going to have to order some on Amazon or something.
I have no fucking clue what they put in it. I don't work at fucking Lay's or Ruffles.
Yeah, but Ruffles, you piece of shit!
You have a tongue and a nose.
Too. Soup just describe the taste. It's sweet, savory, salty, and it's all the good things at the same time.
I've been into Sun Chips lately. The Harvest
Dude,
Cheddar
Sun Chips
Sun
are
chips
fucking good. The Garden Salsa ones are good too.
Yeah, they definitely do not miss over there at Sun Chip.
They recently made a chili lime flavor too. That shit's pretty fucking good.
Oh, I bet that is good.
Yeah.
I feel like that would just taste like a Takis.
No, no, it's definitely not. It's not hot at all. And it's not like the flavor isn't super overbearing.
That's good.
Do favorite chips?
I don't really eat chips.
Oh my fuck.
Do your favorite type of rice and chicken with broccoli?
Favorite brand of
rice, chicken, and broccoli, baby. Best brand. What? What'd you ask me, McNessie?
What's your favorite brand of sliced bread?
bunny bread from the store, I guess.
Bunny?
Bunny bread. Oh my god, here we go. Soup to the outro.
I've never heard of that.
Did you hear? Bunny?
No, I'm saying that because I've never heard of it. Bunny bread.
Really?
I'm looking up bunny bread. I've never heard of it. Oh, yes, I have. Yes,
it's just
I have.
A rabbit wrapped up.
I've seen
up.
The logo. I didn't know it was called bunny.
Oh, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, bunny.
What the fuck?
Probably.
What the fuck?
What?
What?
I looked up bunny bread, and there's a fucking rabbit corpse just for sale.
What did that's what I meant.
What the fuck?
That's what dude's saying.
Rabbit corpse sandwiches. Rabbit.
Look at Discord. It's just... whole rabbit for sale, $30, baby.
Mike's gourmet, that
and it's like
Mike's gourmet whole rabbit. There you go. Enjoy that, Dara.
What the fuck?
Cool Ranch Doritos,
$29. All right.
Cool Ranch Doritos, those aren't bad.
Those are pretty good.
Cool Ranch, not bad.
I feel like the
bad.
Problem with those though, you eat them, and I feel like the flavor goes away fast.
Probably because your tongue is just fucking burning.
Yeah.
I like the purple bag Doritos. I don't know what they're called, but those are really good.
Those are good.
What are those called? Sweet and spicy, I think. They're kind of like an Asian flavor almost. I don't know. Those are good.
Ooh.
What about Pringles? Pringles are fucking flamo.
I don't know.
I don't really care for Pringles.
Really
had
I'm not really a Pringles guy.
I like the crunch of Pringles.
I think the only time I've had Pringles is on an airplane.
Really? Like a normal thing they do on airplanes?
Yeah, every
is
airplane
like,
ever. Just gives
so
you Pringles
like
for some reason.
Taliban pregame or something?
Yep, that is the Taliban pregame.
What about kettle chips?
We're not done, Blarg. We're not done with this conversation.
We're talking about chips.
What about kettle chips?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Kettle chips are fucking good.
Blarg, what about kettle chips, Blarg?
I like kettle chips. They're very good. There's one
Canadian only flavors. You want to fucking brag about?
I wasn't bragging. You asked my favorite type of chip, you stupid bitch.
What the fuck is this guy doing?
I don't even remember what I was asked anymore.
Favorite kettle cooked chip, Largo.
What the fuck is this?
There's a sweet chili flavor that's delicious. I forget who makes them, but they serve them at Subway.
I like the cracked black pepper
one. You're
being
real condescending
one.
Right now, Blarg.
Yeah.
You're being real hostile.
You think you're better
right
than
now.
Us, don't you? I feel it. What makes you so smart?
I'm just going to look at the fucking picture of the dead rabbit till the podcast is done. There you go, Dara. You can look at it with me. See, that's got
who
some
had
garlic.
The fucking Baconator chips?
Ew.
Y'all remember that?
Baconator
that
chips?
That sounds like a war crime.
It was Pringles, I think.
Oh. Well,
yeah, Pringles always has the weird flavors.
Dude.
Yeah,
I had to try those. I had to try those because everybody and they mama was tweeting them at me.
My mom tweeted it at you.
Pringles are so, for some reason so good at matching the flavor of whatever the fuck they're like.
It didn't though. It tasted like ketchup. Literally tasted like ketchup. That's all.
I remember I ate a cheeseburger one time and it tasted like fucking cheeseburger. It was weird.
What fucking cheeseburger you eating, bro?
Badlands Chugs has a G Fuel flavor that's like chili dog or hamburger meat or something.
Bullshit.
No, it's for real, and I want to try it.
Badlands Chugs.
It's something like that. And he did a video where he chugged it.
Oh my God.
G Fuel. I don't know how his heart didn't stop.
What do you mean his poor heart? Have you seen the other things he
eats? Yeah, but I'm saying, like, he's adding that on top of all the bad food.
Yeah.
I think it's got Sanic on it.
It is chili dog flavored. What the fuck does that taste like, man?
It's like pink or something. It doesn't look anything like what you would think. It should be brown colored.
I don't believe in anything.
God is dead in the chili.
It just tastes like tap water.
Chili killed him.
I'm gonna get a tub of it.
I'd be down to try it.
Yeah.
You ever think we're gonna have like that Jimmy Neutron shit where like you chew a piece of gum and it's just like a whole meal?
You get a brain blast.
Oh yeah.
What was that, Jimmy Neutron?
Yeah. That was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, isn't it?
Oh yeah. That
isn't
was
that when
too.
The girl turns into a big old blue balloon thing?
Yep. Turns into Big Chungus.
Yeah. There's a big old Chungarino. Blueberry Chungus.
Download on Spotify.
Yes, thank you. Oh, wait, hold on.
This is the longest one podcast last we've thing. Ever done.
I took a Which Goon Are You test that I found on Twitter somehow, and so I got McNasty.
I got Soup.
Wow.
Wait, link that to me? I want to take it right now. Let's take it live.
I don't know where it
why,
is.
Why do we need to end the podcast like now?
You because guys I fucking just... hate talking to you guys for more than an hour. It makes my brain cells fucking
link
melt.
Me that quiz. I want to take it.
I don't know where it is.
And which goon are you?
It'll come up if you type it in. I just Google searched it. I got Soup.
Syracuse Welcome 21 in photos. Okay, I'm looking at college campus photos.
Okay, no.
Nope. Syracuse.
All right. That is not all right, I'm all doing, right. I'm doing the quiz again. Dude, guy at party, what do you do?
Can you link it, you son of a bitch?
Why is I'm cute busy. Guy at party part oh, of a goon's quiz?
Because we're all flaming homosexuals, obviously. Yeah,
true. Very true. Right. Very true.
All right, into your name. Goon squad.
Shit.
I am Blarg.
Who calls us Goon Squad?
I don't know, nerds.
Let's read it out together. All
right. You can read it out. I'll let you narrate for us.
Hold on. Isn't Goon Squad that like old show that Tyler the Creator had on Adult Swim?
No, that's Loiter Squad.
About. That's what it was.
We're taking a quiz, bro.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a cute guy at party.
Eyes on your own fucking paper.
Hold on, let me make sure this is the right one.
Eyes on your own cute guy at the party. What do you do?
Hold on. Let me make sure it's the right one. This might not be us, because it is saying go outside. We don't do that. This might not be the right quiz.
Yeah, it's saying Goon Squad. I don't even see which goon I remember. Yeah.
I don't think this is us.
No, this is not it. No, I got Trish Riley. No shot.
Oh, yeah. I remember when he used to record with us.
Which goon?
Where's Trish? I miss Trish.
That was the right website.
How did you originally find it?
I'm fucking...
I don't know.
I'm fucking confused.
Here you go, bitches.
Hold on. Did you find it?
That's it.
Wow. Blarg sending us some fucking gay shit, dude.
Fuck you, Boots user.
Whoa!
Which goon are you? Okay.
Are we sure?
Who do you main on Apex is question number one.
Did you get to the end?
Oh.
I just started.
Wait, this is not the same quiz.
No, it's not. Okay, hold on. Let me find
how
it.
How many of these are there?
How many not goons are there?
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
Okay, I fucking
right now.
Found it. I found the original tweet that I replied to. Holy shit.
Why? What the hell? Okay.
Okay, yeah, the picture is McNasty's legs. Yeah, this is official.
Okay, this is the right
one. That's a recent leg pick, too.
A recent leg pick.
Yeah.
All right, question one. You found a frog in a pond. What do you do?
This is ours.
Well, Soup, are you going to read them?
Ah! Oh, nice. Step on it. Fruck it.
Okay.
Next. We all answer?
Okay. We all answered.
All right. You find an active grenade lying on the ground. What do you do with it? What's this? Gets blown up. Runs as far away as you can. Okay.
Who
do you think you're most more like?
What is this? What
Who's
is this
do
sentence?
You think you're most like?
Who's
oh,
to
well.
You?
And it's just pictures of us.
I guess I'm like me, I think.
I like McNasty's
forehead.
I think I'm going to vote for myself.
I'm going to vote for Soup as well.
All right.
Who do you support the most?
Myself.
Probably me.
Actually, I'm going to support Dew.
Yeah, I'm probably going to vote for myself.
Dew's
I'm
going to
vote
cool.
for Dew. I like
that.
Aw! You guys. If you sent a package, I can't read. I'm done.
Yeah.
Reading.
You like skipping words.
If you
were to
send a package by a random person, what would you do first?
Wait, are you going to read the answer?
Shake it, duh. Throw it away because I didn't order it. Open it like it's a fucking bomb. Give it to the neighbor that's obsessed with cats.
I would probably send to return to sender.
Yeah,
I would definitely.
Where's that
open
option? That's a felony, but you know, you do you.
I'd probably throw it away. I'd be scared.
If it was addressed to me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's not like it's just a random package.
All right, well, if it's addressed to us, well, then I'm opening it like a bomb because I know that my fan base would send me a goddamn bomb. What is this? All right.
Gooey butter cake.
Gooey butter cake.
Why is this a question?
Is that a Goons reference that I'm unaware of being a goon?
Literally, as I was reading that, I was thinking, oh, hell yeah. So I think I'm going to go with that one.
I have no idea what it is, but I'll eat it.
Yeah, I don't know. Is this a reference that none of us know about ourselves?
You could say,
I don't know.
You could say something to one person from the Goons. What would you be in? Shut up.
Eat dicks, McNasty.
Oh, I got myself.
So we're speaking to ourselves.
I want to suck
dude
dick.
Oh, I got me!
Kill yourself.
I got me too. You love being loud and not offended by anything.
I got Blarg.
I got McNasty again. I'm killing myself.
How am I Blarg?
I literally would rather be any other goon.
Gee, thanks, bud.
Blarg, your description on here is you like hanging out with your friends and you keep them together and somewhat safe.
I poured vodka down your throat. What the fuck did they
do? You're the mom/dad of your friend.
Yeah, that's
group,
me, mommy.
And you keep them from doing things that may get them canceled.
Okay, that's partially true.
That's a little
true. You have a kind personality and love helping others.
That's not true at all.
None of that is fucking true.
I feel like I've single-handedly prevent the end of a couple careers in here, so I would allow that McNasty one. The rest is the could not be more false.
What does McNasty say?
You love being loud and not offended by anything. You try not to interact with people to avoid talking to them. You spend most of your time inside playing a game or out driving. They're kind of calling you a loser. You scream bloody murder even if no one is home, just so there's not a whole lot of silence. You love vans. You don't sound like you got a lot going on to them.
I mean, that's kind of pretty true. I mean, that's definitely more true than yours was.
Yeah. I
don't know what mine says. How do I like rig this just to get myself?
Oh, I don't remember what it. I don't remember what
yours
said.
I'm gonna pick all the wrong answers and see if I.
I'm the most picked one. No shot.
Apparently,
it's weird that you picked your own picture and then picked your own name and didn't get you. That's
I got
odd.
Blarg again, and I just did the most random bullshit.
Well, I picked all the stuff. I picked soup and dew, and I still got fucking McNasty.
Can't believe this is going on the podcast.
No, this is just for Dara. This is Dara's content. All right, I want to go fucking eat. So
yeah,
and this bitch.
Okay, soup.
Me win.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this extra long and hard podcast.
Aww.
Please be sure to go to Spotify and download it to get it back up on them charts.
Yes.
And God. If you're listening on YouTube, be sure to leave a like and a comment and subscribe.
That would please us very much.
Yeah.
You want to please us, don't you?
Please.
We're begging you.
Download on Spotify.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.